Gemara Bachaim Daf Yud Dalet. So we begin today's Daf on Yud Gimel Amud Bet. We're 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Mori Afanan Name Tanina. So we're learning over here, if you remember yesterday's Daf, that in the Hatat Pinimit Yad was called Tevilat Ha'etzba of the Kohen, that he sprinkles it on the Mizbeah. That's considered Avodah Hashuva, and therefore there is pigul. That if the person, if the Kohen has a machshevet pigul at the time of the tevilat ha'etzba, so that can be mefagel the korban. So Amar Rav Mori, afanana mitani. We have a bright and menachot. Zeh akelal. This is by a korban mincha. Kol hakometz. That's the kometz itself. That when you take the kometz of the mincha, vanoten bechli. And when you take the komets and you put it in the kli sharet, v'molich, when you bring it to the mizbeah, v'maktir, and when you're actually putting it on the mizbeah, in all these cases over here, if you had a kavanah at any of these times to eat, or to be maktir, always pigul is by achila, either achilat adam or achilat the mizbeah, chutz zmano, that's going to be pigul, and it's going to be hayab karet. Just like this pigul by korban, this pigul by, there's pigul by menachot. Rashi comes along and says, "Af anana mitanina." It's in the wide lines, like seven lines down. Ditvilat etzba mefagelet. Where do you see? Ditname menachot. Kol hakomets bechol dalet avodot. There's four avodot by the mincha as well. Im cheshev al menat dechol shidai. Bo laktir komets the machad pigul. So the Gemara says, "Bishlama komets." We want to now compare the four avodot of the mincha to the four avodot of a zebah. That says, "Bishlama komets hainu shochet." That what's the analogy? Shechita by a korban will be analogous to what komets by the mincha. Just like the shechita takes away the blood, which is the ikar of the animal, so too the komets is taking away the ikar of the mincha. That she says, "Bishlama komets mefagel dahainu kishochet shemotzi dam shochet gavoa min habasar." You're taking the main part, which is the blood. So too, when I'm taking the comments, I'm taking the main part of the mincha. Bebasas shinayim him. Abze, the fish comments, tok shinayim. The Gemara continues. Molich, hainu molich. Okay, when you're bringing the ketot, the mincha to the mizbeah, that's olacha. So olacha is olacha. Umaktir nameh, hainu zorek. Putting the mincha on the mizbeah, that's compared like putting the blood on the mizbeah. That would be zorek. Ela noten bechli mainihu. We said that what? One of the avodot is what? That taking the mincha and putting it in a kli sharet. And we said at that point when you're putting in the kli sharet, if you make a kavanah pigul, it's mefagel. What is that compared to in the avodah of korbanot? Mainihu. What is that compared to? Ilema didame lekabbalah. Yeah, dame lekabbalah tadam. Don't you put the keli underneath the animal and the blood goes inside? So maybe when you put the mincha into the keli sharet, the komets, that's considered kabbalat adam. The Gemara comes along and says, midame ata memela acha iu kashakil verame. It's not dome. The case of kabbalat adam, in case of Kabbalat Adam, it's happening memela. The blood just falls in from the neck into the keli. Here, the Kohen actually is putting it in. The Kohen doesn't fall into the keli memela. So therefore, you can't compare really Kabbalat Adam and putting the Kohen into the kli sharet. Ela, so must be what is considered Netinat HaKohen. What is it compared to? Keman de lo sagi de lo yahiv, since you have to put the comments in the keli, which means the minhas not keshira until the comments goes into the keli, it's considered avodah hashuva al korche avodah hashuvahi, which means it doesn't necessarily have to be one of the avodot, but once it's already an integral avodah, the Gemara calls it avodah hashuvahi, and therefore anytime you have an avodah hashuva, it's shayach in order to make a pigul, even though we don't have an analogy by netinat hakometz la kli sharet to something that's done in the korban. Because we're not going to compare Netinata Komet to the Keli to Netinata Dam into the Klisharet. Because the Dam happens Memela. The Komet happens with Maaseh. But so then why is there Pigul in such an action? Because it's considered Avodah Hashuva. Now we go back to Tevilat Etzba by Hatat Penimit. Here also, Kevan de lo saged de lo avidla. Since when it comes to Hatat Penimit, you need to sprinkle the finger of the Kohen into the blood. Al korche haynu holacha. That's considered like holacha, which means that putting the blood on the etzba is considered like holacha. What's holacha? Bringing it next to the mizbeach. So how do I get the blood next to the mizbeach? I got to put it on my finger. That was considered holacha, and therefore this pigul. Now this lashon of the Gemara is a little strange. If I would have written this Gemara, I would have said, "Hakanameh kevan de lo sagide de lo avidle al korchayu avodah hashuvahi." Which means the analogy is to something that's really not a avodah, but it's considered avodah hashuvah. You just told me legabed the mincha that the putting it in the keli is really not an avodah, meaning it's not one of the four avodot. However, it's avodah hashuvah. So hakanameh, you should tell me that sprinkling the tevilat adam, it's not one of the four, but it's avodah hashuvah. It's integral. You can't not do without it. Here, the Gemara even went a step further. The Gemara said, "Hachanameh al korche haynu holacha." It compares it to holacha. So, what exactly is that? So, I saw different interpretations. So one interpretation I saw is that by netinat hakometz in the keli, it's considered avodah hashuvah, even though it's not compared to anything that we do by the animal. But tevilat etzba, it's already considered like holacha. Why? Shilagabem mincha, which means besides the netinat hakometz in the keli, en ela shalosh avodot. There's three avodot that pigul works on: kemitza, the holacha, and the haktara. So therefore, there's no problem to add a fourth one because we want to compare it to korbanot. Right. So therefore, they added the fourth one, which was netinat hakometz letocha keli, and therefore you have four over here, just like you have four by the zeba. That's not compared really to the item of the zeba, but it's considered avodah hashuvah. However, ulam degabe hatat penimit, we have four avodot already. We have the shechita, we have the kabbalat adam, we have the holacha, we have the zirika. So therefore, we're not going to add a fifth one. So therefore, we're going to say that legabe tevilat adam, that's going to be considered included in holacha. We don't want to add a fifth place of pigul, because normally the pigul is always in four areas. So therefore, legabe the mincha, where you only have three. So we say, okay, it's avodah hashuvah, add it to the list. You have number four. Mashiach, and then we don't want to say, oh, it's avodah hashuvah, therefore it's number five. Because we want to keep the pigul in four stages. So that's what the Gemara says, it's bichlal holacha. Why is it bichlal holacha? Because it's doing the same thing, it's bringing the blood close to the mizbeah. What's holacha? You guys walk, the Kohen's walking into the mizbeah. So Mali walking into the mizbeah, or Mali with his finger, bringing it karov to the mizbeah. But what do you see from over here, Rabotai? You see from over here that tevilat adam, the gabeh, hatat, pinimit, is considered an avodah, holacha, and therefore at that time, if a person had a machshava of chutz lizman, the gabe the achila or the haktara, the korban becomes pigul. So the Gemara says, no, la. The line of reasoning is not correct. Do not compare what happens to the mincha to what happens legabe the hatat penimit. Do not compare that. Why? La. Le'olam de'dami le'kabbala. Really, I'll tell you that the netinat komets in the klisharet is exactly analogous to kabbalat adam. Udekaamata kamimela hatam yuka shakil v'yahiv. What do I care? Kavandi idi vi idi matan kedi hu mali memela mali kashak viayim. I don't make it, but it's not similar. You told me why? Because this was falling into the keli by itself. This should put into the keli. What's the difference? Bottom line, the item is going into the keli. So therefore, you cannot come and tell me that that you see that this is considered avodah chashuva. Not the avodah chashuva. It's an avodah itself. It is indeed exactly Kabbalat Adam. And therefore, since it's Kabbalat Adam, that's why Pigul is going to work. So therefore, you can't come up, your whole proof was, you see, we marbe avodot hashuvot. So therefore, I'll be marbe Tevilat Adam. No, we're not marbe avodot hashuvot. We're marbe the four items. And therefore, this is exactly considered Kabbalat Adam. So therefore, just because you including Kabbalat Adam by Kabbalat Amenha, you have no idea to include Tevilat Etzva. Tevilat Etzva is not one of the four. The original proof was what? Marbe items that are not really major avodot, but it's integral. Avodah Hashuva. So I can be marbe also Tevilat Adam. Now we're saying no, it's more than avodah Hashuva. It is an avodah. Oh, but it's different. Why is it different? Bottom line, it's ending up in the keli. So the Gemara comes along and says, "You have no raya."
So the finger is not mitpaken.
You have no raya. That's the point. You have no raya. Lema ketana which means now we want to say that it comes out. It's a machlok. And Amori wants to say that this pigul by the etzba. But the Gemara wanted to be doche and say, "You have no raya." The Gemara says, "Maybe that's a machlok etanaim." We have one writer that says Tevilat Etzba Mefagelet Bechatat Betanya Idach Lo Mefagelet Velo Mitpagelet, which means not only at the time of the item does it become Pigul, but if you had a Kavana on it, then I'm going to make the Tevilat Etzba Chutz Lezmano. It's not mefagelet and it's not mitpagelet, meaning it's not shayach to make pigul at the time of the tevilat etzba, nor do I make it pigul by thinking about putting the tevilat etzba chutz l'zmano. So we see, I have two braitot. One braita says it's mefagel, and one braita says it's not. My love, Tanaehu. You see that we have the two braitot. So obviously we have a machloket. Is this considered avodah hashuva to be mefagel or not? Lema ketanaeh. Gemara says, "La, no, we don't have to say that the machloket over here is it considered avodah chashuva to be mefagel or not? Ela, everybody's going to say that really tevilat etzba is holacha. It is holacha, just like we learned that. How do you bring it to the mizbeach? You got to bring it to the mizbeach. So, mali if I bring it in the keli, or mali if I bring it with my finger, it's considered holacha." So if it's considered halakha, it's avodah hashuva. So then what can be the machloket over here? The Gemara says, Har banan, har bishimon. Remember we learned in our Mishnah that we had machloket rabbanan and bishimon. Is the pigul by halakha? Because since you could do away with halakha, because you can slaughter it next to the mizbeah, Rabbi Shimon said, "In pigul b'halakha." So I could really say, everybody holds tevilat etzba is really considered halakha. That's not the machloket over here. So what's the machloket amongst the Tanaim? Does holacha, is holacha subject to pigul or not? Rabbanan and the Braita will say it is subject to pigul, and Rabbi Shimon will say it's not subject. But the machloket is not whether it's avodah hashuva. Everybody holds it's avodah hashuva ve'od ech. It's holacha mamash. And the machloket is, does holacha lend itself to the pigul problem or not? And that's machloket Rabbi Shimon, Mishnah, and Hakamim. Kabra says, wait. Ira Bishimon, my idiot tevilat etzba. Why did Rabbi Shimon come along and have to say that by hatat pinimit there's no pigul by tevilat etzba? Ha amar kol she'enu amizbah haisod kishlamim en bo mishum pigul. He says there's no pigul on any korban that's in the mizbeach pinimi. On any of the avodot, which means he holds this only pigul legabe korban shelamim, which is brought on the mizbeach hachitzon. But anything that's brought on the mizbeach pinimi, Rabbi Shimon says there's no pigul in any of the avodot. Not in the Shechita, not in the Kabbalat Adam, not in the Zinika, not in the Holacha. So why is he saying that by Hatat Penimit and Pigul Beholacha? By Hatat Penimit there's no Pigul? No, there's no Pigul anywhere. Why are you mentioning Tevilat Etzba? And the other Avodot is Pigul? There's no Pigul according to the Mishamon anywhere in Hatat Penimit. According to him, it's got to be like Shilamim. And where's Shilamim? And the Hitzonit. So therefore, why would the Bishimon make a statement and tell me that Tevilat Etzba in Mopigul? Implying that what? And the other Avodot, yes, Mopigul? The reason is not because in Pigul Beholacha. The real reason is because in Pigul, Hatat Penimit. Bichlal. Because it's only Pigul Legabe, the Hitzonit, like the Shilamim. Understand the question? Why are you telling me to be Shimon that the reason why there's no pigul by Tevilat Etzba is because you're calling Tevilat Etzba Holacha, and by Holacha you hold there's no pigul? That's not the reason. There's no pigul by Tevilat Etzba because it's Hatat Chitzonit, and by Hatat Chitzonit, I'm sorry, Hatat Penimit, and by Hatat Penimit there's no pigul bichlal. Not by Tevilat Etzba, not by Shechita, not by any of the Avodot. Ela, you're right. Different way of learning the two Braitot. Ha veha Rabbanan. Both Braitot are Rabbanan. Vela Kashya. Kan b'chataot ha'itzoniyut. Kan b'chataot ha'pinimiyut. Which means, by Chatat Pinimit, the Torah uses the word v'taval. And therefore, since the Torah uses the word v'tabal etzba'o, so there it's considered what? Like a holacha. However, by hatat, chitzonit, that it does not say v'tabal, so therefore it's not considered like a holacha, therefore there'll be no pigul. There's only a pigul legabe where the Torah says v'tabal etzba'o. And where does the Torah say v'tabal etzba'o? By hatat penimit. So by hatat penimit, one braita says yes po pigul, and by hatat chitzonit, where the Torah does not say v'tabal, so therefore it is not considered subject to pigul. There is tevilat adam be'etzba be'hatat chitzonit also, but it doesn't say it in the Torah. And simple doesn't say it in the Torah v'tabal, so therefore it's coming to minimize that there'll be no pigul by that situation by hatat chitzonit. So therefore the two braitot are Rabbanan, ha hatat chitzonit, ha hatat penimit. The Gemara says hataot chitzonot peshita lo ketiv behu v'tabal. Why would I think by hatat chitzonit that the tevilah shiach tevilah? It doesn't say v'tabal. Therefore if it doesn't say v'tabal, I mean it's not a avodah hashuvah. So if it's not a avodah hashuvah, it shouldn't be pikul. No, it's tarikh. Salka datach amina hu'il uchti velakach. What does it say by hatat ritzonit velakach? Which means what? The kohen must take the blood with his finger. What does velakach come and teach me? De'i ate kofra melu ayadeh. If a monkey came and put the blood on his finger, ba'el mishkal zemna ahariti. He has to actually put his finger in again. It cannot come mimela. Velakach comes and tells me he has to actually take the blood himself. Which means it's not only telling me velakach, meaning kabbalat adam. It's also teaching, velakach means kabbalat adam. But velakach teaches me an additional hadush. That when he makes tevilat adam be'etzba'o on the hatat chitzonit, he actually has to take it with his finger. As opposed to it being sprinkled on his finger by a monkey or by itself. So therefore, we're learning velakach is not only kabbalat adam, velakach is also tefilat adam. So therefore, keman dichtiv v'tabal dameh. So I would have thought that even though it doesn't say v'tabal, it's like it says v'tabal. And therefore, I would have thought if velakach is like v'tabal, so therefore it should be pigul. Kamash ma'alan le'achi lo ketiv v'tabal. That's why I didn't say v'tabal. To come and teach you that velakach, the tevilah has to be like the lekiha. It has to be active. It cannot happen by itself. But it doesn't say metabal to come and teach you that it's not integral, and therefore you're not going to be subject to pigul. So therefore, even though belakah has an element of metabal, the fact that Torah did not use the word metabal, it comes and teaches me that there's no pigul in the hatat. So it's a chidush to tell me that, because you would have thought it doesn't say metabal, but that's what it means. That's why it doesn't say v'tabal, the Gemara answers, to teach me that it's not subject to pigul. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon makshir behiluch. Rabbi Shimon came along and said that what? Mafi pigul in holakha. Why? Because holakha, you can do away with it. Because if I slaughter the animal right next to the mizbeach, so it's right there. So even though I didn't slaughter the animal next to the mizbeach, but since you could have done away with such an avodah, it's not considered so critical that it's going to be shayak to the subject of pigul. So that's the bishamon and pigul beholakab. The underlying principle of the bishamon is anything that you could do away with, that is not considered an integral act, and therefore lo mefagel. Amar bishamon ben Lakish. Moder Rabbi Shimon beholachat hataot apinimiyot shemachshava poselet behu ohil ve'avoda she'en yachol lebatela, which means in the hatat pinimit holacha is integral, because where do you slaughter the hatat pinimit? In the azara, and then you got to walk the blood in to the hechal. So you can't slaughter, you don't slaughter in the hechal. So therefore in the hatat pini meat that you're going from the outside in, so therefore you have no choice to do holakha, and therefore there is pigul by the holakha of the hatat pini meat. Veha amar Rabbi Shimon, kol she'enu amizbaya ha'chitzon kishlamin en hayabim alem mishum pigul. What are you talking? We just learned it a second ago. That Rabbi Shimon says that there's only pigul on stuff on hatat hitzonit like shilamim, but anything that's on the inner mizbeah, there's no pigul at all. Not only by holacha, there's no pigul on any action. Now you tell me there's pigul by holacha. Amar Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Hanina, which means you're right. Even though there's no pigul legabe hatat pinimid, modea ya lifsol. It's not going to be pigul, but it's posel. That kavana of chutzlis mano is going to make the animal basul. You're not going to be hayav karet, which is normal pigul, but it's enough to be posel the animal. The Gemara says, how does he know that? Mikal bahomer. Uma shelo lishman. Shukshiru bishlamim. Kol hazivayim shenishchatu shelo lishman kesherin. However, pasul bechatat, but bechatat pinimit shelo lishman is posel. Chutz lezmano sheposel bishlamim, en odin sheyefshol bechataot. That's a kama omer. If shelo lishma is kasher by shlamim, however, when it comes to chatat, shelo lishmo is pasul. So chutz lezmano, which is pasul by shlamim, and odin shechutz lezmano ye posel b'chataot. So there was not mefagel. You're right, but it's pasul. So Gemara says ve'ashkechan chutz lezmano, that we see that what according to the Bishimon, that chutz lezmano is posel by chatat pinimit, even according to the Bishimon, it's posel. But that's a kavanah of chutz lezmano. Chutz lemekomo minalan. How do you know chutz lemekomo? That's a different kavanah. That's a kavanah of what? That you're going to eat the animal outside of its place. So how do we know that it's posel bechatat pinimit? Which means it's written by shilamim. Now, according to him, you don't learn from shilamim. Because if you learn from shilamim, then it's only on the mizbeach haitzon, and we don't learn from shilamim. So if you don't learn from shilamim, so how do you know chutz lemekomo is posel by hatat pinimit. Gemara says, "Im chutz lezmano, maybe you'll say mamatzinu." Just like chutz lezmano is posel b'hatat pinimit, so maybe chutz lemkomo is also posel. Ma lechutz lezmano sheken karet. Chutz lezmano is more severe. Chutz mohamur. Chutz lezmano already is punishable by karet, and therefore that's why I'll tell you it's posel. However, chutz lemkomo is not punishable by karet. Gemara says, "Im shelo lishma." Maybe I'll learn it from Shalol Lishma, that just like by Hatat Pinimit Shalol Lishma is posel, so to Chutzal Komo should be posel. No, Sheken Noheg Bebama. In the olden days, they used to bring Korbanot on these private Bamot. There was no psul of Chutzal Komo by Bama, because you can eat it anywhere. But there was Shalol Lishma in the Bama. So therefore, you cannot learn Shalol Lishma, because Shalol Lishma is a Chumrah. Shelo Lishma is implies even to the Bamot Yahid, Mashienken, Chutzim Komo. So therefore, what's your ayat that Chutzim Komo is posel by Hatat Pinimit? If you say, well, it's like Chutzim Komo, no, Chutzim Komo is karet. Maybe you'll tell me, no, it's like Shelo Lishma. No, Mashelo Lishma that applies even to the Bamot, that Chutzim Komo does not apply to Bamot. It has a Chumrah like that.
What, from the Hatat, we're eating the
Shokin. The Hatat, whatever they're eating. Or the Mizbeah eats.
The Mizbeah eats.
This shalol lishma that you're telling me is pasul. What animals are pasul shalol lishma? The pesach v'chatat. Those are the two animals that are pasul shalol lishma. Upesach v'chatat bebamal lo karbu. Pesach and chatat were not brought on the bama. You only bring the darim and the davot. You don't bring chayuvim that have a kavu azman on the bama. So therefore, legabe pesach v'chatat, you don't have that chumrah of bama. Because it wasn't brought on the bama, you just have what shelo lishma is posel. So just like shelo lishma is posel, I'll say chosim komo also should be posel. So leave the shelo lishma the ayah from bama. Also, if we have an ayah, I can learn from shelo lishma that just like shelo lishma applies to these korbanot and it's posel by Pesach and Hatat, so too I'll say Chutzim Komo, and it applies to Hatat as well. So too Chutzim Komo, which is posel by Pesach and Hatat, should be posel by Hatat Penimi. The Gemara says, "V'iba etema hekeshahu shilishi ze chutz lezmano pigul ze Chutzim Komo." Rabotai, we have a bona fide hekesh. The Torah juxtaposes the psul of chutz lezmano and chutz lemkomo, and if once you have a bona fide hekesh based on the pesukim, I don't care. The Torah tells me there's no difference, and therefore, just like chutz lezmano applies to hatat pinimit, so too we need to posel it. So too we're going to say that whatever chutz lezmano does, chutz lemkomo does. And therefore, you cannot start showing me differences. When the Torah makes a bona fide hekesh, it's already compared. Chutzim Komo and Chutzim Zmano are the same. Rabotai, just like Chutzim Zmano is posel the korban, that we proved already. That's not up for discussion. That we had a kavahomer. So too, whatever you're going to say by Chutzim Zmano, you have to say by Chutzim Komo, and therefore it's going to posel the korban as well. Rabotai, now we're going to go continue to analyze the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. What was Rabbi Shimon's chiddush in the Mishnah? That any avodah that you can do away with, so that's not considered an integral avodah, and therefore it's not shayach, the subject of pigul. Namely, which avodah was he talking about? The holacha to the mizbeah. Because I can do away with the holacha to the mizbeah. Now the Gemara is going to give other examples of different avodot that can be done away with. And since it can be done away with, it's not going to be subject to the laws of pigul. Gemara begins. Amar Rava. We're going to give case after case after case. Im temse lomar Rabbi Shimon savala kibre. If you say that Rabbi Shimon holds like his son, דאמר בין העולם ולמזבח צפון אין מחשבה מועלת בהולכת התאות הפנימיות אלא מפתח העולם ולפנים. Which means you have חטאת פנימית. חטאת פנימית, let's just look at the Mizbeach first. You have over here a situation where you have the Hechal, which is inside. In front of the Hechal, you have an area called the Ulam. Then you leave the Ulam, you have the Mizbeach. Fine. Now, let's talk about over here, the Shechita that has to be done by the Safon of the Mizbeach. Always Shechita is done by Safon of Mizbeach. Where is the Safon HaMizbeach? The Mizbeach is over here to the right of the Mizbeach. That's considered Safon. If you look at your bottom picture, you see Zone Aleph. Zone Aleph, according to everybody, is considered Safon Mizbeach because it's totally north of the Mizbeach. You draw a line from the top of the Mizbeach north. So from that line down is all considered the north part of the Mizbeach. You understand, Rabotai? Rabotai, again, if you slaughter in Zone Aleph, based on the picture that we have in our books, there's no argument that that's considered Shechita B'Safon. The question is Zone Bet. Zone Bet is the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach.
Now,
okay, fine. It is north. It is on the north side. But it's actually northwest. It's northwest. So the question is Zone Bet, which is northwest, which was Ben Olam the Mizbeach, is that considered really Safon? Now let's stop for a second. Let's assume that this is considered Safon. So that means I could slaughter the animal right at the door of the Ulam. So therefore, holacha is really only from the Ulam and further. There will be no pigul in any of this area. Because since I'd be able to slaughter it at the border of the Ulam, so therefore it was not intact. Even if I slaughtered it in Zone Aleph. So what? You didn't need to. You could have slaughtered it right at the gate of the Ulam. So therefore, even though you're walking into the Ulam, you didn't need to walk into the Ulam.
You could have.
Because I could have. So therefore, Pigul will not happen, according to this Shita, not in Zone Aleph, and not in Zone Bet. Where will Pigul begin? So it only will happen, Ela mipetach Ulam, v'vifnim. Now, once you get to the gate of the Ulam, then you got to walk into the Mizbeach. Over here will be integral.
In the
holacha over here, you can't do away with. So therefore, at this point over there, from the Ulam to the Mizbeach, you have pigul. Are we clear on this first case, Abotai?
You have to bring it inside.
Of course. So chata pinimit.
Always going to be holacha if you're slaughtering it out.
You're right, but where's the pigul start? If I'm forget at this point over here, there's no pigul. Pigul begins
from the spot
where you. It's integral to walk it.
So if you had an intention during the holacha outside,
that's right. That's not mifagel.
Right, okay.
But if I had a pigul intention from the gate of the ulam
inside,
there's no way to do away with that walking.
It's an essential avodah.
Hazak baruch. That's an essential avodah. Are we clear on that case, Abotai? Now let's go to the next case. We're going to give all different cases where the holacha is integral and not integral. Vimtim se lomad Sabala kerebi Yehuda De'amar Toch azara Mekadesh En machshava mo'elet Beholachat Siluk bazichim Ela mepetach echal Belachutz Ishtabach shemo. In the Echal Rabotai, you had what's called the Shulchan. The Shulchan had what? Had the Lechem HaPanim on it. Besides the Lechem HaPanim, it had two Bazichin. The Bazichin was spoons that were filled with frankincense. On Shabbat, they would take the old bread off the table and the Bazichin. And they would take the bazichim and they would bring it into the Mizbeach into the Mizbeah outside, and they would put it on the Mizbeah. That would allow you now to eat the Lechem HaPanim. So far so good? So you had to walk it from the Hechal all the way to the Mizbeah. So the Chavurah says you have to walk it, so it's integral to walk it, so therefore Pigul will apply during that walking. However, there is a Shita that says that not only is the Mizbeah Kadosh, but even the floor is Kadosh. The floor of the Azara has the Kedusha of the Mizbeah. That means if you brought a Korban on the floor, it's Kadosh.
Yes. Burned it on the floor,
exactly. So if you hold that the Ritzpah of the Azara also has Kiddushat the Mizbeah, so therefore technically, where do you have to bring the Bazichim? You just have to get it to the floor, to the beginning, before the Mizbeah. Once you can bring it over there at that spot, it's not integral to walk it all the way to the Mizbeah. So the only place of Pigul is going to be getting it out of the Ulam. Getting the Bazichim out of the Ulam, that you cannot negotiate, that you got to get it out of the Ulam. So in that little area of the few Amot that are over there, that's going to be considered already a problem of Olacha, meaning from the Hechal to the Ulam. However, once you get out of the Ulam, bring it over there. You walked into the Mizbah, you didn't need to. You could have brought it on the floor right there. And since it's Mizbah, the Azaraz Kadosh, that's not considered a place of Pigul. Understand that case? I read it inside. Ve'imtem selomar sabala kerebi yudat about toch azara mekadesh. What is toch azara mekadesh? That the tzpa of the azara has kedusha like the kedusha of the mizbeach, and you can bring the korban on the floor. So therefore, en machsheba moed bolakat shlub bazichin ela bepetach echal v'lachutz. Only from the Echal outside, till you get outside. But once you get outside, you're in the zone already.
Wow.
Said it or no? Now let's go to the next case.
Good.
Yeah, you're limiting. Selomar, Sabar Kedushat Echal, Ve'ulam, Hadahi. If you hold that word, that the Echal and the Ulam are considered one Kiddusha. If you hold it's one Kiddusha, then you don't have to put the Shulchan in the Hechal. You could put the Shulchan at the end of the Ulam. And therefore now, walking the bread or the Bazichim from the Hechal to the Ulam is not considered Pigul. Because you didn't have to walk it to that spot. Because I couldn't put the Shulchan in the Ulam. And therefore, where's the Pigul going to take place? Walking it out of the Ulam to the beginning of the Azara. And Machsheba Moedet Elam Bepetach Ulam V'lachutz. This 5 Amma area. You see the wall of the Ulam, the door is like 5 Amma. I could put the Shulchan right at the beginning of the door, and then I have to walk out. That walking out of the Ulam, the 5 Amma, that's where Pigul is. Because that's the only spot you have to walk, according to the Shita that said that the Ulam and the Echal is considered one. The Imtim Selomar, we're still pushing. Toch Peta Kiliflim. That if you consider the halal, the opening of the ulam, that's considered like the ulam itself. And therefore, I could put the shulchan even further closer. I could put it at the edge, not only in the ulam itself, but I could put it at the door of the ulam. Because I consider the petah of the ulam like the ulam. So you're going to walk it anyway. You're just going from the petah boom to the azara. You don't even have to walk it. So pigul is going to be where? In that move. Afilu pesi'ah achat el machshavo elet afilu pesi'ah achat ela begdeh hoshatat yado. The pigul only is going to be to get it over the threshold. Because since I can put the shulchan at the edge, and all I got to do is get it to the floor, because it's kiddushah, so pigul takes place where? In that little spot. of not even walking. And then the Gemara comes along and says, "V'imtim se lomar sabar holacha shelo beregel lo sheme holacha." And if you hold that a holacha that's not done by foot is not considered a holacha, en machshava mo'elet klal. So then already it's not going to be considered a pigul at all, because you don't got to walk in bichlal. Because since I can put the shulchan at the edge, and since I can bring the bazichim on the floor, and all I got to do is what? Extend my hand over the threshold, and extension of the hand is not considered a holacha, and pigul only applies to what? Holacha. That's not considered holacha. So there will be no pigul, according to the Mishmon, the gaber this process of holacha, the bazichim, the mizbeah. Even though you walked into the mizbeah, you didn't have to. And if you didn't have to, it's not going to be subject to that inyan. Okay, we'll stop over here. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen. Gentlemen, since tomorrow is Shabbat, we have extra learning. So tomorrow we'll learn an hour and a half before Minha. Is that the hour and a half before Minha?
Yes.
6:40. So 5:10. 5:10. We'll learn. We got to do Amud Bet, and then we got to do Tenzin. We'll finish the Perek. The goal is to get to the end of the Perek. Sunday morning we start Perek Sheni. Kol Hazavah. Good week, Baruch Hashem. We learned every day. Baruch Hashem.
Baruch.